Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are some drafts taking place right now. And what are the trends? Who are the early values based on May ADP? We'll tell you right now. On Fantasy Football Today in 5. Dave, we cannot see the 5 above your head. It just, you know,
sorry.
The palm of your hand there.
Let's start over and do it again.
I wouldn't mind. All right, so let's talk about a few players here with good values this early in the draft season. And the first one is Alan Lazard, 159th overall. And do you think he should be the first Packers wide receiver drafted?
I do. And it should be before round 13, which is basically what the ADP is telling us. Aaron Rodgers, potential number one receiver going in round 13. I will take that all day. And how about this? We looked this up right before we started recording. Among wide receivers with at least 40 catches last year, Alan Lazard was 9th with 12 end zone targets. So Rodgers was looking for him, obviously in a spot that really mattered, and just on record for the season, 8 touchdowns for Lazard. He also had an explosive play rate of 22.2%. That means that 22% of his catches were explosive plays, 15 plus yard plays. Actually, I think for this stat, it's 16 plus yards.
Yeah.
So really surprising numbers from Alan Lazard, who should play a lot, should see an uptick in targets, should not be a round 13 pick. Get him in round 12, or by the time you get to your draft this summer, it could be more like round 7 or 8.
So that is the potential number one. By the way, Christian Watson basically has the same ADP right now, so they're going essentially back to back.
Okay. Look, I'm not the biggest Lazard fan in the world, but the fact that his ADP is in the same spot as Christian Watson, who's never played, never in the NFL, never in major college football competition, that just makes me chuckle.
All right. I'll present a counter to that on the full-length show. You can hear on Monday. Or you can watch it youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. Now, let's go to the Dolphins' backfield here, because Raheem Mostert is in the 160s. Chase Edmonds 95th right now, but Raheem Mostert well after that. He's an afterthought. He's round 14 or 15. What do you think? And then of course, you know, they just added another accomplished veteran running back. So, in Sony Michel. So, what do you do here? Do you think Mostert's the best value?
I think so. Edmonds is going to be the first Dolphins running back taken because he's the one that people have kind of I think they can have the safest expectations for. With Raheem Mostert, you're worried that he's going to be out for the year after his first tackle. With Sony Michel, we don't know what his role is going to be. We don't know how effective he'll be. So I get it that it should be Chase Edmonds first, and I agree with it. I don't think I agree with Mostert going this late either. He should be probably round 10, round 11. I have a feeling that he does begin the year as the Dolphins running downs back and somebody who could have a couple of decent games until he inevitably gets hurt. I could also make the case for Sony Michel here, because as soon as Mostert gets hurt, theoretically, Sony Michel will be the one playing on rushing downs, and he might have a hammer lock on that position while Chase Edmonds sticks in that passing downs role. The truth is that we just don't know how the Dolphins coaches really see all these running backs. We do know that McDaniel and Mostert had a prior relationship in San Francisco. Now they're in South Beach. I think that they're going to get along, and I think that McDaniel holds them in high regard. So that just makes me want to give a late dart throw to Mostert just in case he gets off to a hot start. He could end up being maybe a 2 or 3 week fix as an RB3 or maybe an RB2.
Now, if you look at the Buccaneers receiving core, you don't have – at the moment, you don't have Rob Gronkowski. You don't have Antonio Brown. We're kind of expecting Gronk. At some point, Chris Godwin will be back. Godwin goes about the 4 or 5 turn in a 12-team league. Mike Evans is a mid-round 3 pick. So, obviously, you know, he's the number one guy right now for Brady. He's going to catch his touchdowns. He's at 1,000 yards every year. But let me ask you this. Let's say Chris Godwin were healthy right now, didn't have the ACL injury, no, nothing like that. They were the top two guys. Then what do you think fair ADP for Mike Evans would be?
still in that round three range, probably toward the end of it and into round four. So I'll couch it and say 36th or 37th for an ADP. And he's just a little bit above that, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, it's about 31, 32.
And I'm fine with that. I don't know if that's necessarily a steal of a value, but let's face it, the dude catches a ton of touchdowns from Tom Brady. That offense isn't about to hand off to Leonard Fournette 400 times a year. I think you're still going to see Mike Evans as a big-time red zone threat. He'll still occasionally have some explosive plays himself. And if there is no Chris Godwin to begin the year, and let's go crazy. Let's say Gronk does decide to hang him up. Man, I think we could see a huge year for Mike Evans. I still think he can be a competitive receiver and someone that I'd be excited to have. I have him as a top 12 receiver right now. Could that change if Gronk signs? I don't think that's changing. If Chris Godwin's healthy and ready to go for training camp, yeah, I'd have to say I'd lower Mike Evans' expectations quite a bit.
Okay, I just want to look at his postseason games. He went up against Darius Slay. He went up against Jalen Ramsey. He had 26 targets, 236 yards, two touchdowns. He had 117 yards against the Eagles, 119 yards against the Rams. Yeah. You know, that's what you're looking at with no Chris Godwin.
It's pretty good.
No Antonio Brown at that point. So a ton of targets, 26 targets in two games.
And just as many end zone targets as Alan Lazard. And so if you're in the same category as Alan Lazard, man, you must be good at football.
All right, that's a bit of an extended version of Fantasy Football Today in 5. We will talk to you tomorrow on the show. And please check out our full-length show for more early ADP values. Thanks to Dave Richard. We'll see you later.